Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Commodores and our Ferguson Bath Kitchen Lighting Gallery
hotline. How many Botox injections do you get per month?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. You know better than that.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
I was kidding. It was a segue. I learned from you. I learned from you the segue.
Where did that come
from? That wasn't a good segue, Joe?
Well, let me tell you something.
I was caught a little by surprise on that. I will admit that.
Joe Fisher in 2008.
I thought that was a segue.
Joe Fisher in 2008 looks eerily similar to Joe Fisher in 1986.
No, trust me.
Hence the Botox. The Botox.
He's the Dick Clark of the local media.
I hope they've tightened up the roof of the Georgia Dome since I was last there.
Yeah, they had a little storm damage back in March, that's for sure. But they painted it on the outside. I saw some of the Falcons and Colts preseason game yesterday. They had Arthur Blank on there explaining all the changes and stuff that have been made. They have red seats in the upper and lower
they
levels.
They took the kennels out of the downstairs.
They took all the kennels out of the downstairs.
Jeez. Oh, man.
That's just awful.
We'll not be playing Who Let the Dogs Out when the quarterback runs on the field.
Joe, you may want to just go on and go now.
Ah, goodness.
All right, what's happening?
Burn all, crush all the Baja Men CDs.
Okie dokie. Joe, what's happening over on West End as we try to get back on the rails?
Well, we're about to get to business here just in terms of game preparation for a Thursday game. It's going to be a little bit different schedule, obviously, but now you start really to start focusing in on your week-long preparations, how you approach each particular day. It will be a little different. They'll be off a different day than usual this week. They're usually off on Monday, and obviously with a Thursday game, that's not going to be the case. But back on the field today and tomorrow, they'll probably, I would imagine, have at least one practice in the stadium under the lights. It may be even not in the stadium, but I'm sure they're going to go at night some because of that night game and get ready to go. And, you know, a few decisions probably have to be made maybe today in terms of some personnel groupings or who's going to go where. And, you know, I don't think you're actually going to hear a lot of discussion publicly about who the quarterback is going to be and all that. I think Bobby's just going to keep that close to the vest until Thursday night, and we'll see who runs out there on the field because I guess really – there's no real reason to announce it to anybody except the team. So I don't think you'll hear anything about it until we go on the air Thursday night.
Joe, one of the great X factors for Vanderbilt, especially on offense, is going to be DJ Moore. We're going to have Bobby Johnson on later in the show, but it's going to be very interesting to see how many snaps and how they use him on offense.
Yeah, it will be, and I think you'll probably see him utilized in other ways than just trying to hand him the football on an end-around or something. I think they'll try to find other ways to get him the football. I've seen a few of them through the course of the practices, but they've been very open about the fact, you know, that he's going to play both sides. They've talked about, you know, him spending significant practice time with the offense. So, you know, in fact, almost entire practice sessions, you know, just on offense, so he can devote all his focus to that. So you're right, he is an X factor. I think you're going to see him play probably more snaps on offense than most people would think.
What about on the defensive line? Because to me, that's one of the biggest concerns on this team with only three or four guys who really have significant experience. How are things shaped up over there?
Well, you're right. You're looking at situations where some young guys like an Adam Smotherman from Smyrna are going to have to step in and play a lot. Of course, Greg Billinger's kind of the starter in the middle as well. You're going to focus a lot on those defensive ends, Stephen Stone, Broderick Stewart, really continuing to bring pressure. And then you just hope you don't have any more injuries in there because depth already a factor with Darius Dowell out. So some young guys and maybe even a couple of true freshmen might have to filter their way in.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll have more fun tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I got to go get an injection. I'll be right back.
All right.